Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
He created some of the most groundbreaking shows on American television, which brought issues like racism and religious tolerance into the nation's living rooms. Norman Lear changed the face of TV with shows like the 1970s hit All in the Family, which used comedy to look at subjects people usually didn't want to talk about.
I've seen the serious side of everything and found the foolishness in the most serious.
The now 95-year-old writer, director, and producer got his first big job on a TV show starring then-little-known comics Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, but he says he was drawn to using comedy to tackle serious social issues.
The reason we were doing the kinds of subjects we were doing was because I'm a very serious-minded fellow who happens to see the foolishness of the human condition, adores the fact that he laughs and makes him laugh. The subjects we chose were the subjects that were exciting to us as writers and producers and so forth.
Lear says when All in the Family first hit the airwaves in 1971, he had to battle network censors. But he admits when the show became a huge rating success, he ended up with a lot more latitude.
If you have 240 people, that's the amount of seats we had at these tapings. I had the benefit of 240 strangers telling me, show by show, this was funny. And that's what we were, you know, engaged to do, make them laugh.
Here's a clip from All in the Family when the ultra-conservative Archie Bunker character, played by Carol O'Connor, is first meeting the man who will become his son-in-law. The son-in-law, Michael Stivic, was played by Rob Reiner.
With or without protesters, this country would still have the same problems.
What problems?
Well, it's the war, the racial problem, the economic problem, the pollution problem.
Oh, come on, if you want a nitpick.
Well, we're moving on.
The success of All in the Family led to spinoffs and other series which also use comedy to tackle tough issues. The series Maud looked at subjects like abortion, and the Jeffersons followed an African-American family which, despite being successful, still had to deal with racism.
The economy, going broke. This is the stuff that we were living through on our block, up the street and across the street. Neighbors' problems, if not ours. And we read newspapers, so we were keeping up with what was going on around the country.
Lear never retired. In fact, the pilot for his latest project, an NBC sitcom called Guess Who Died, starring Hector Alonso and Holland Taylor, was recently shot at the University Village retirement community in Thousand Oaks. What does Lear think of television today?
I think, like everything in American life, I can't believe the excess. But the excess includes golden, glorious writing.
Lear has received virtually every major award in television, and in 2017 was one of the Kennedy Center honorees for his contributions over his lifetime to American culture. He's a World War II veteran who flew dozens of combat missions in a bomber and says he's always been committed to freedom and the First Amendment.
That's important to me because America is important to me. Our Constitution guarantees that everybody has a right to express whatever he or she feels. Certainly one of the reasons why I fought in World War II and I wanted to be in battle, and I flew a great many missions in the 15th Air Force for all of those great reasons.
But Lear admits he feels lucky to have a career that spanned the early days of television to Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu.
I believe we all matter. These shows have mattered. And when somebody comes up to me and say, you know, my dad is gone now, but oh my God, how we used to laugh together. That's got to be a good thing.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.